These are the headline stories from Elgin's newspapers of 100 years ago. The Elgin Area Historical Society presents them, and I'm Larry Drayfall. These were the headline stories of May 28th, 1918. Good news came in the form of a number of postcards from members of Elgin's Company E of the National Guard. As many as 90 of the original contingent of 152 boys have arrived safely overseas. Since the members of the company departed by troop ship some 2 weeks ago, the community's been anxious. The sinking of the troop ship Moldavia last week only heightened fears. The company left Elgin with 152 members on September 1, 1917. Since then, some members were dishonorably discharged, others left as non-commissioned officers, and since have been given their commissions with other military units, 30 or more of the men were moved to headquarters company or placed in other service branches. The Elgin National Watch Company is granting another 10-cent per hour war bonus to employees. The increase will be based on earnings from March, April, and May. Plans are to continue to offer the increase in subsequent months, with the pay added to a second pay period in each month. Only those employed by the company at the time of the payment will be given the bonus. Memorial Day is a busy one for Elgin's Boy Scouts. Some troops of the Scouts will be on hand early at Bluff City Cemetery to place chairs on the speaker's platform and then aid in the preparation for the events. At the event, they'll perform the duties of ushers. Other Scouts will be on hand at the GAR Hall to assist the old soldiers. In news of the Scouts' efforts in the Pledge Week for the Thrift and War Savings Bonds, the troop amassed more than $82,000 in purchases and pledges. Elgin will observe a day of devotions for Memorial Day in compliance with the order of President Woodrow Wilson, who proclaimed the day should be one of penitence, fasting, and private donation, or devotion, I should say. Churches, as part of the Ministerial Association, will hold services at 10:30. Congregants are expected to be accompanied by those who are not churched in joining the observation. More than 20,000 are expected to attend services throughout the city. Honoring the heroes of the past, we also honor those at this hour who are fighting even greater battles on our behalf. These are the headline stories of Elgin's newspapers of 100 years ago, brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. For more on the Historical Society, go to www.elginhistory.org.